You're listening to Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
And still to come on the program, we are going to talk about reality television. Is it going too far? We'll get your thoughts on that a little later on here on CJAD. And in our third hour, we'll talk to the cop and the madam. That's right. He's a cop. She's a madam. They're a couple. What can I say? But right now, we have on the program with us one of the authors of a book called Highway to Success. And it's ironic that the book is actually written by two people who are magicians, but there's no magic involved here right now. Joining us on the line all the way from Ottawa is Elliot Smith. Hi, Elliot. How are you?
I'm just doing great. I don't know if I should say good evening or good morning.
Either one is fine with me.
Hi there.
It all depends on your frame of mind.
There you go. Or how long you've been up.
Exactly. Now, I did say that you're a magician, right?
That is correct.
How long have you been a magician?
Well, this year I just celebrated 40 years doing it professionally.
Wow. That's very impressive.
Yeah. Well, I started when I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, you know, a lot of people never met a magician, and they go, like, you're a magician. Like, how did you get started? That seems to be the common question. And when I was 6 years old, I saw a magician on TV, and I was quite taken back by it and said to my parents, that's what I want to be. I want to be a magician.
And what did your folks say?
Well, of course, they said, yeah, sure, that's really nice. Get an education, get a real job, and then you can do what you want to do. But they were very supportive. They went out and bought me a magic set, as a lot of parents do with their kids. And but the difference with me is, you know, not after a week. You know, with most kids, it's sort of in the closet floor gathering dust. I was still practicing magic. And when all my friends were out practicing sports and doing that kind of thing, I was at home playing with my magic set. And it's something that stuck with me throughout my whole, you know, my childhood, my, you know, being an adolescent, going to high school, university, and even when I, you know, had my first real jobs, I was performing magic either, you know, in the evenings after my job or on weekends.
So is you mentioned real jobs? Have you managed to work as a magician as a full-time gig, or do you have to have quote unquote real jobs?
Well, no, I mean, you know, right now this is what I do as a main source of income. I'm a full-time professional magician. There are some people that, you know, have their daytime jobs and they perform on evenings or on weekends or in the spare moment. But it's like not just even magic, but any type of career in the entertainment industry. You get comedians, singers, dancers, bands who, you know, have jobs, but then they do this on the side.
Which brings us to the book, Highway to Success. You wrote this along with Ian Quick.
That's correct.
What was the impetus for writing this book?
Well, it's really funny. Like, as an entertainer, I've been traveling all across Canada, the United States, Europe, Mexico, Caribbean. And in my travels, I've, you know, come across a lot of other performers. Not just magicians again, but other types of performing artists who should be further ahead of, you know, where they were. And they would always ask me questions like, you know, where did you get, you know, how did you get this gig and how do you do this and how do you do that? And as I engaged in conversations with them about, like, the business part, as I was explaining to them, like, things I was doing on a daily basis, they're looking at me like, wow, that's incredible information. And, you know, it's like, well, this is what I do every day, but to them it was like brand new information. And I thought, you know what, there needs to be a point in time where I get this information out there to other people. Now, about 12 and a half years ago, I was running a magic shop here in Ottawa, and getting into the busy time of the year around Christmas time, I needed some help in the store. There's a fellow who came in regularly, Ian Quick, who was going to Ottawa University to be a full-time professional lawyer, but magic was sort of like a part-time hobby of his. So I hired him to work in the store. We became really good friends. I became a mentor to him when it came to the magic, but still his focus was to go and do law. So, I mean, he passed the bar, he went out, and he started up being a full-time lawyer. He had his own practice. We remained friends over the years, but about 2.5, 3 years into his practice, he talked to me one day and says, I really hate my job. This is not what I want to do. And I said to him, what is your focus? Like, what is your passion? What do you want to do? He says, I want to do magic full-time. But he said, I don't know how to do the business part of it. He said, I know how to do the show, but I don't know how to do the business part. And I guess right then and there was that concept, like, you know what, I've wanted to get this information out there. Now's the time to do it. So let's use Ian Quick as a sort of a test case. Let's write the book together. Let's have him ask me any single question that he can ask to get 35 years of information at the time that I had out, and let's write about it, and let's have Ian start applying it to his day-to-day routine. And the whole concept and of getting the book out from the time we started writing until the time it sort of came off the press was 2.5 years. But about a year and a half into the project, after he was doing everything we were writing about, he was able to quit his job as a lawyer because he was not only matching but exceeding his income, enjoying what he was doing, loving getting up every day, and he quit his job and started pursuing magic on a full-time basis.
Okay, so you're in a situation where, in the case of Ian, he's a professional background, that being a lawyer, you certain amount of business sense in being a lawyer, especially if you're, I don't know if you, was he working in his own law firm or working for a bigger firm or what?
He started working for another law firm. He was like one of the, you know, one of the folks working in there. He was doing corporate and will and estate planning, and then he sort of branched out onto his own. But still, he didn't possess, you know, the business skills you need on a day-to-day basis. Like, as a lawyer, I don't know, in, like, especially in Ontario, you're not really allowed to advertise and market yourself other than, you know, put an ad in the Yellow Pages.
Right.
But then again, you know, he gets, you know, through referrals, he gets people calling him. They'll go to his office, he deals with the paperwork, somebody there at the office does the invoicing, and then they're off on the way. But as an entrepreneur, like whether you're a magician, a performer, or any type of a business person, you have to be proactive about business. You have to do cold calls, follow up, follow through, get your name out there, get referrals, do networking. And there's the whole other business side to what we do. But everything that, you know, we write about in the book, which is for entertainers, is directly transferable to anybody in any type of a small business, a home-based business, any entrepreneur starting off with an idea that they need to market and promote. All of the theories are exactly the same.
How did the information come to you? I mean, you've been doing this for 40 years, as you said, but...
School of hard knocks.
Yeah, okay.
Trial and error. I mean, my dad was a small business owner, so I just sort of, you know, watched my dad over the years as a child, you know, some of the things that my dad did. So, you know, when I started doing things, you know, what you do is you see what works and you start emulating what you see. But then again, most of it was the school of hard knocks. I tried certain things that worked. I tried some things that didn't work. And this is what we wrote about. The book is not about trying to reinvent the wheel. It's not rocket science. It's just trying to pass on information to those people starting out that, you know what, hey, I tried this, it didn't work. So rather than you waste your time, energy, and money trying to go down that path, I'm going to tell you, save your time and do this instead.
So I guess it works for most entertainers, so your book would be handy not just obviously for magicians, but for rock bands, artists, and writers. So any one of those professions, if they're starting off the business, what's the first thing they need to know?
I guess you have to take control of your business. Like, there are managers and agents out there that will manage your business, okay? But an agent doesn't get up first thing in the morning and say, gee, I think I'm going to book Elliot today, where my main focus is to get on the phone, be proactive, and try to drum up some business. Also, you've heard, there's been movie stars where all of a sudden they find out they don't have any money because their funds, their income was misappropriated by the person who was managing them. And that's because they maybe didn't have the proper business skills to know when something was going awry. They should have seen certain signals that, wait a second, you know, this is not happening or this should be happening. So it's being able to take control of your own business. But I guess the first thing that somebody has to do is realize that there's basically two components. There's the whole thing that you do as an entertainer. Okay, well, you have your act, whether you're a comedian, a singer, a dancer, okay, you have your act that you have down pat. Now you have to take off your entertainment hat, and you have to put on your business hat. And this is what people have to learn to do, how to do, like, the whole business. So setting it up, setting up an office, like as a regular business person would do. You have to get an environment where you can work. You just can't work off the kitchen table, so you have to set up a business environment where you have a computer, you have a fax machine, you have all the tools necessary to run your business.
We've had a lot of entertainers on the program in the past, both local entertainers and people from Hollywood. And the one thing that is a common denominator in a lot of them that we've spoken to is that somehow, due to their creative process, their mind works only in a creative way, and they don't have a sense for business.
100%. You know, the whole left brain, right brain kind of thing.
Right.
And, yeah, most entertainers are very artistic people. And I guess there's two different things. Either one is, one of those things is they don't want to do the business side, or they don't know how to do the business side. But unfortunately, unless you're in a economic situation where you can actually hire the people that you need to do it for you, have a business manager, have an accountant, have a media person, have a publicist, and all those type of people, you have to do this stuff yourself. So it's either sink or swim. You have to, like, start doing it on your own and learning how to doing it, because nobody can be your best manager, publicist than you yourself. I mean, you know your business, you know your act, you know how to sell yourself. All you now have to do is sort of hone some of the basic skills that you need to do it.
We are talking here on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJD 800 with Elliot Smith, who is one of the co-authors, along with Ian Quick, of a book called Highway to Success. By the way, you can check out the website, www.happymediumbooks.com. That's www.happymediumbooks.com. You could also go to my website at peteranthonyholder.com, click on the What's On page, and there you'll be taken to links to Amazon.com and Amazon.ca, where you can order the book. We'll continue talking with Elliot here on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJD 800. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJD 800.
And we are talking with Elliot Smith, who is one of the authors, along with Ian Quick, of a book called Highway to Success, which is aimed at entertainers such as members of rock bands, artists, and writers. But even though, Elliot, it is aimed at that group, basically those who are entertainers, it really is applicable to anyone in business, is it not?
Oh, definitely, 100%. As I mentioned earlier, all of the information in the book is directly transferable to anybody in business, whether you're an entertainer, you have a small business, you've come along, and sometimes people have part-time jobs on the side where I know a lady who makes gift baskets. And she juggled between doing her real job in the daytime. She worked in the government. And at nighttime and weekends, she did gift baskets. But she did a really great gift basket, but her problem was running the business at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the month. She didn't have any money. And, you know, you look at it like, well, why? I mean, your gift baskets are really beautiful. Well, there was a couple things. She was spending more money than she was making. She wasn't pricing them properly. Also, when she looked at her overhead and expenses, a lot of people, you know, at the end of the year, you know, you hear the old story when they go to the income tax person, they bring in the shoebox filled with receipts and try and figure it out. Well, we've designed certain systems in the book where people can track their expenses. So you can know at a glance at the end of the day, week, or month how much you're actually spending compared to how much you're bringing in. A lot of times it's just a matter of proper accounting. You know, it's really nice to go out and buy that stereo that you've always wanted. But if you really can't afford it, that's coming out of your bottom line. So, just learning about business, basic business practices, whether you're an entertainer or an entrepreneur, it's all the same.
We've done many shows talking to people in the financial industries, especially a lot of people who have written books over the years, especially around tax time here in Canada. Yet this is the first time we've focused on anything that dealt with a particular group, although it's, as you say, it's a book that can be used by all small businesses. It does pertain to, as I mentioned, a lot of people in the entertainment business. Was there not? Did you not find something like this out there before? Did you feel it was a niche that had to be filled by your book?
Oh, 100%. Like I said, I learned a lot from my dad in terms of even record keeping. So, like in magic, it's an art form where you have to be very concise, very methodical about everything that you do. For example, when I'm learning how to do a new magic illusion. Whether it, let's say, be a card trick, okay? So there's a certain logical sequence of order that you have to follow when you're learning how to do the card trick. So you have to do step one, and then you proceed to step two and three and four until you've mastered this card trick. You just can't start with step one, then go to step four, and then come back to two, and then go to three, and be all over the place. So I guess I learned at a very early age. Like I said, I started when I was 6 years old, so you develop sort of a mindset where everything has to be done sort of like in a very logical, sequential order. And it kind of spilled over into my personal life. So, for example, in record keeping and things like that, I was always very methodical and very logical about tracking my expenses and phone calls and all those type of things. It just sort of led me to believe that, you know what, there's an easy way to do this, and there's a hard way to do this. So we came up with certain systems that we talk about in the book about how to keep proper records, how to track your expenses, how to track phone calls, which helps when you're tracking phone calls in terms of you give somebody calls in and they get some information and they want to get a quote from you. So what you do is you do a quote for these people. What you do is you document it, because the person may not call back next week, they may not call back for another month, depending on when the show is. Now, when they come back, let's say a month or two later, yeah, I was talking with you a month ago, I would like to book that show. Now, as a business person, if you can't remember what you talked about or what you quoted them, well, first of all, what does it say for you as a professional business person? But also, if you had quoted them like $300 and they say to you, no, you quoted me $200 and you don't have any documentation, well, you know, what's that going to do for your business, right?
Right.
So we talk about putting certain systems and tables into place where you can track all of these things. Again, that's another reason. Like in this gift basket lady, she would give quotes out to people, forget what they were. People would call back and want to order the gift basket, and she couldn't remember what she had quoted them.
Right.
So, she just came up with a price at that time off the cuff, and if it happened to be lower than she originally quoted them, you know, she's losing money.
It's a very interesting topic indeed. The book is called Highway to Success. By the way, you mentioned magic tricks, which, of course, you're a magician. You new tricks. Are there new tricks out there?
Always. It's ongoing all the time. If you just take... we learn various... Like, magic is made up on various principles, okay? But as technology changes, it changes the way that we do things too. But also, if you do a card trick, as I mentioned, there's a certain logical way of doing things. But all of a sudden, if you start playing around and you take two different principles that never put together in that particular order again before, you come up with something completely different. So it's always changing. There's always new magic being created, new systems, new ways of doing things coming out all the time.
Again, the book is called Highway to Success. It's written by Elliot Smith and Ian Quick, and you can check out the website www.happymediumbooks.com. That's www.happymediumbooks.com. You can also go to my website at peteranthonyholder.com, click on the What's On page, and you will find links directly to both amazon.com and amazon.ca, where you can order the book. I thank you very, very much for being on the program with us this evening, Elliot.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me to share some of the information that I have, Peter. And I know it is a very beneficial book for a lot of people, as I mentioned, not just for entertainers, but anybody in business.
Excellent. Again, the book is called Highway to Success, written by Elliot Smith and Ian Quick. News is next here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800. On the other side, we'll ask the question, are reality television shows going too far?